But anyway, he made the mistake of hiring a couple of little rodeo gals.
Rodeo queen types.
Made the mistake.
We need you to carry colored hats. And that's, it took off from there.
Hello and welcome to You Know the Place, the show that explores the local shops, stores, clubs, and pubs that you always pass by, but never seem to visit. I'm Joel Wayne, and this is my co-host, Lacey L.D. Daly.
Hi there.
Hi there.
What's going on today?
Today...
Are we going to sing the whole thing?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Today, today we are headed to Hap Tallman's. It's actually, I think it's called Hap Tallman Stockman Supply.
What? Where is it?
It's up on Overland, kind of Overland and Roosevelt.
I'm not sure I know this one.
Yeah. Not too far away, actually, from, yeah, like Little Dutch Garden, where he went and lifted a pint. It's like a Western Supply type of store.
You would. And you've never been in?
I have not. I grew up in a Western town in Pendleton, Oregon. And these kind of old school Western Supply places like this, I have a little bit of a soft spot for. Also, I have to read this real quick. I went to their website and they have a little quote on there. I'm just going to read the quote. Our store has been in operation since 1962. We have been pleasing and occasionally displeasing our patrons ever since. We have made money. We have cash, bad checks, etc. We have been cussed and discussed, knocked, talked about, lied to, held up and robbed. The only reason we stay in business is to see what the hell will happen next.
Well, I kind of like that.
Isn't that nice?
They sound like they have quite the personality.
Yeah, yeah. It's a nice, like, business history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about your central concern, then?
Central concern for this one really is how a place like this still is in business with, you know, the D&B supplies mm-hmm. of the world and other places that really are getting into more of kind of that. Because I think Western wear has kind of branched out a lot more. Obviously, it's not just for people who live in rural areas or anything like that. That's definitely something that a lot of people wear.
Yeah, like hipsters.
Sure. I have boots. I've got the stuff.
Again, Joel is the poster child hipster.
Yeah, right. I'm not a very good hipster, and I'm not mm-hmm. a very good cowboy.
I thought your central concern was going to be, how does a place like this stay in business in the Marie Kondo era, where everybody's just purging stuff? Gosh. And you're like, oh, first thing that's got to go is this lasso, because it doesn't bring me joy. I don't know.
If it's hung on the wall, though, if you have a stack of lassos, you probably do need to whittle it down to your favorite one or two.
Two, yeah.
Yeah.
Two max.
But no, that's really what it is. It's how does it compete with the larger places that are obviously getting into this business?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like it's up one of our alleys, and I'm going to come along for the ride.
Leather belts.
Do you have your wallet? Because I have a feeling you're going to make a purchase.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I was just paid today too, so maybe that's a good thing.
Seems like now would be a good time for a break. And then we'll go.
Yeah, let's do it. LD, did you know that some of the most affordable homes in Boise were built in the 50s and 60s?
I did, actually.
Oh. Anyway, mid-century homes have been called the perfect homes for minimalists and people with a real sense of style.
Wait, who says that?
Well, I do, but I'm biased because I live in one.
Why are you telling our listeners this?
Because Mid-Century Homes by Monica Real Estate specializes in helping people buy and sell these homes. They also have a full suite of services to help mid-century homeowners perfect their homes.
And they're local, right?
Totally. So go visit mid-centuryhomes.com and make sure to mention that You Know the Place sent you.
Do it.
So we're pulled up. Hap Tallman Stockman Supply.
It's on Overland and Wilson. It's a corner here.
Oh, yeah.
And it takes up much of this building space. I see that there's a barbershop here, the Final Cut barbershop on mm-hmm. the left. And I can't tell what that is over on the right.
Another barbershop.
Between barbershops.
That's yes. funny. And most strikingly, when you pull up, there's a trailer parked horizontally through some of the parking spaces that belongs to Hap Tallman. And on the ramp, it says, come on in. And they have supplies in there.
Yeah,
I can see cowboy
yeah.
hats and belts.
I feel like I've been by this so many different times. I don't think that is normal, but I could be wrong. Maybe it's something that they take to different events or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's open today, and those belts are blowing in the wind.
Well, that was poetic. I like that. Should we check it out?
Should we just go in?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, what are we waiting for?
I just stepped out of the car and there might actually be like horse poop down by my foot. Interesting.
We kick things off by giving ourselves a short, self-guided tour of the little trailer out in front of the store.
So, this might be a dumb question. Is everything new?
No, okay. Definitely not.
Because that doesn't look like a new
boot. Yeah, some of the boots. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's, it says consignment boots. Oh. Oldies but goodies.
Open your eyes, idiots.
It says mates to boots located inside.
What does that mean?
It means that there's only one pair.
Oh, so you can't really steal it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Well-worn cowboy boots, too. Like, my boots, they're shit kickers.
Did you kick shit in them, or did you buy them secondhand?
They're secondhand, actually from a relative.
Okay.
Variety of stuff. Obviously, all the boots. There's some Western wear. Some vests.
With some
even
sequins.
Even some sequins and everything.
All right. For the rodeo?
Yeah. Mostly boots and some hats and stuff, too.
We finish up in the trailer and head into the store.
Just such a nice day.
What in the world is that thing? It's a microphone.
It's called a shotgun mic, but it's not a shotgun.
That's Carol, the store owner, who starts things off by saying what a lot of people say when we stick a microphone in their face. I hate the way my voice sounds.
People are never mean to me on the phone, though, like they are my other employees, because they think I'm a little kid.
Oh.
It's so cool.
They're like, can we talk to your mom? The manager? Yeah.
So, Haptalman's been around since...
62.
What else is in the history of Haptalman? Well, first of all, in the name.
That's my father-in-law.
That's your father-in-law. Mm. Okay.
He's gone, though.
Yeah.
You know, he's been long gone.
So what was the story behind opening up the shop, then?
Well, he was a cattle buyer first for, I think, Kimes over in Nampa. And then he had his own feedlot. Then he, somebody else actually started this store. It was Peterson's Livestock that started it, and he decided to buy it. And all they sold was feed and vaccine. Medications, you know, for cattle, because that's what he knew, you know, and we were on the outskirts of town.
So, I mean, real ag supply, not...
Definitely.
Not
we didn't have
Western
any
wear,
of this,
yeah.
Any of this fashion stuff or wearable stuff. But anyway, he made the mistake of hiring a couple of little rodeo gals, rodeo queen types.
Made the mistake.
We need you to carry colored hats. And that's... It took off from there.
That's the start of it? Colored hats? Rodeo girls and colored hats?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're all right. Carol. Hello, Carol. How are you?
I'm good. Come on in. Look, don't be threatened by that.
Are we making a commercial or something? I want to talk into that thing.
Yeah.
Hello, darling.
Okay, that's Harold. We'll chat with him in a sec, but first we head off on our own to explore the store.
Really, really like the smell in here. The smell of leather.
Yeah.
You know?
Certainly something smells like that. Leather.
Yeah. Is that weird? I like the smell of leather that much.
No.
No? It kind of reminds me a little bit, you know, of when we went to Boise Army Navy, you know?
Yeah.
Too, just bins of different things like that.
So. But for a different crowd.
Oh, very much. Well, yeah, there's probably some crossover, though, I would guess, too.
But Harold catches up with us.
It's an awful big microphone. If you say something, it's liable to catch what you're saying.
Oh, absolutely.
Uh-huh. That's why you're on that side of the town.
What do you want to know about the store?
Well, so it's about all the places that you drive by, the businesses that you drive by all the time, but have never stopped into. This is one of them.
Drive by and not stop in?
Yeah.
No, I have to stop in because I always owe them money. And she can't ever get what I need done in time.
Now, Harold, be nice to me.
I ain't going to be nice. Do you got that thing?
Yeah, it's up front.
Oh, really?
It's been waiting for you for 2 days.
Yeah, whatever. I've been busy. Anyway, what else you want to know?
Do you work here, Harold?
Do I work here?
Yeah.
No.
No. You're just in here a lot?
He's just a regular, and he's kind of become family as a regular. That's what happens here. Yeah.
So then how long have you been coming in,
though? Right there in the middle?
Yeah.
That's my son.
Wait, this here?
Yeah, and so he's always in here buying stuff on my dime, and I got to come pay for it.
Where's this at, Harold? It's a rodeo.
What the hell's the name of that little hick town up north?
Haines? Or,
No. Oh, up in Cary.
Oh,
okay. Just fine.
Cary, Idaho. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, he rides bulls, ain't got brains, gotta give a billy goat.
Oh,
but anyway.
He's a roughie?
He is a roughie, but we love him because he always has something for us to fix or do.
So that's why I don't ever just drive by here. I have to stop. I was here earlier, and one of my drivers was fixing to get ripped off, and she was chasing this girl, so I met her and cut him halfway.
Oh, see how you are?
Paid the police. And
driver of what?
Oh, okay. I'm in taxi business.
Okay. Okay.
That's why we get to see him all the time.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And the rodeo.
Because you're on the road anyway.
Yeah.
There's your template.
Okay.
Size it up for me, please.
Looks too small, but whatever.
That's the dimensions.
What is it?
It's fixing to be a bull riding pad.
So when my son
builds in bull ropes.
Oh.
It's a pad that goes
underneath.
And
it's a pad that goes underneath it.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Because they're all crab babies nowadays. Got to have a pad so they don't hurt their little fingers.
They weren't raised tough enough.
Yeah, they wear helmets and vests. We never had that stuff.
They don't know how to play dirt either.
I'd have been laughed out of the arena if I wore a helmet or a vest.
Did you ride?
I did when I... Yeah.
Okay.
God didn't give me a lot of brains either.
See, and we still have horses.
And I'm still mixed up. But yeah. This is a pretty cool little place.
Yeah, it's very cool.
I love to come in here and give the girls a bad time. They taught me how to use a computer. Just barely. I press a button, and it goes to here, and then it goes to there, and that's all I know. And the picture comes up. That's a heck of a thing.
We love you, Harold.
After Harold takes off, we talk with Kat, who does the bulk of Hap's leather work, and tells us what she typically does during the day.
You work with leather, then? Mm-hmm. You do the leather work?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do most of the repairs, and I've helped build chaps before,
Do you just kind of apprentice to learn that, or...?
I've been doing it since I was a kid.
Okay.
So, you just kind of, one of those things, you just figure it out and make it work. So.
Yeah. That's fun. The one of the people who told me that I need to go here specifically, it was because he said, oh, that's where I bought my last belt. And I'm kind of historically hard on belts for some reason. Mm-hmm. So apparently that's what I should be looking for here.
A real belt.
Yeah, a real belt. Will you show us a little of what you do?
Yeah, I'm fixing a caddy right now.
A caddy? What does that mean?
So we get different things in for repair and fix. So, like, on this leather strap, it broke. And so he stapled it back together.
That's what I would do.
That makes sense.
Okay, staple it or, you know. Sure. He's like, I got to make sure it doesn't get lost. I want to make sure it's all there. So now we're rebuilding him. This is a new one.
Wait, what does this go on?
This right here. This is on a motorcycle.
Oh, on a motorcycle. Okay.
Yeah, so he's updating it and making it look pretty. We had to recut the leather strap piece, put it all back together. Mm-hmm. He bought some fancier hardware.
Ooh.
He didn't think these were enough for his his motif. He's like, I got a classy. Because he just upgraded and put a lot of chrome on his bike. And he's like, we've got to make everything as it breaks better. So, yeah, so that's what we're doing.
So, biking.
We've got a little bit of everything. So
bridles and
we've fixed some bridles. We sew on patches on vests. Mm-hmm. We make belts. We've got shap parts that we're working on right now. Some shaps here. And it's always chaos back here. If you've met a 3-year-old and they've had a tantrum, you've met in my world. And it's usually about 6 projects, anywhere from 4 to 6 projects we can finish a day, considering how much goes into each one.
So is this what attracts most of your business, or is it kind of the retail side of stuff?
It's a combination. Because we carry a lot higher end of the clothing, so some of like your suit, your fancy vest, like for weddings and that kind of stuff. We have the blazer jackets. We have those. We have a lot of people call them like a rhinestone shirt, which is the old cowboy style with the piping and everything. We carry those. You can't get those at like DB, Boot Barn, and all the others.
See, that was going to be one of my questions, right? Because those places have come in, right?
Yeah.
And they carry so much more Western wear, that stuff does. Yeah. But, so how do you fill that niche?
You know, we just have that unique thing.
Yeah.
We do shape hats here. We do a ton of hat shaping in the back. We've learned how to do different styles.
Even for someone with a massive head like mine?
Hat shaping?
Yeah.
Anybody?
So
help me out.
Okay. I didn't grow up in the West. I'm really trying to break it down here.
Grew up in the South, apparently, or back east.
Buffalo.
Back east, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I crossed the Mississippi once, that was enough. We're staying home.
Walk me through hat shaping.
So hats, they come in different styles, shapes, the way the crown's formed.
Are we talking about cowboy hats?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
cowboy hats.
Okay.
And so sometimes they want them really narrow. For like the rodeo queens, they want them narrow to block their face.
Yeah.
So it makes them look really skinny and tall. Or some of them who need them brought out.
You can do this with both felt hats and?
Felt and some straws.
And some straw. Okay.
Yeah. But we do that. We do a lot of consignments. So a lot of people bring in stuff for us to sell for them.
Oh.
Which is nice. So that helps. And, you know, we're pretty picky on what comes in and out.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, we laugh because the guys will come in and they're like, well, can we talk to your leather guy? And I'm like, what can I do for you? I am the leather guy.
I like that, though.
I like.
So are you the only one that does the repairs and
no,
stuff?
No, Carol does, too.
Oh. Leather women. The yes. Leather ladies. I like it.
The leather ladies.
We have a few guys that help out in the shop, too.
That's cool.
So what's the breakdown, then, of your customers, you know? In terms of people coming in for Western wear who don't necessarily
own horses or anything, you know? Your rodeo people.
Yeah.
You get your cattlemen association people who come in. They're coming in for a convention, but I need new duds, and I want to look expensive.
I need new duds.
And they'll come in.
Look expensive.
And, but it's great. You know, we laugh, we joke with our customers, we have a good time, and that's what you don't get in the big stores.
Yeah.
You guys, I've got a confession. I've only been to 2 rodeos, and they were in the past 2 years.
What?
Yeah.
You are missing out.
I was surprised at how much fun I had.
Yeah.
I personally really like the mutton busting because it's funny.
It's the kids.
Yeah.
That's our future.
Yeah. It's really cute to see that kind of stuff. The bull stuff is scary, just as a spectator who didn't grow up in this kind of environment. But I'm hoping to get a few more under my belt. It's only the Snake River Stampede. Does that count as a rodeo?
Yes.
Okay.
We let Kat get back to her leather work and then explore more of the store.
Yeah.
Some gloves? You know, I personally Marie Kondo'd my house. I don't need anything else.
Naughty chickens lay deviled eggs. You like that?
You apparently do.
I need a picture of it, at least.
Yeah.
Okay, just to clarify, we're looking at a rack of dish towels with funny little sayings on them, including, naughty chickens lay deviled eggs. Quick sidebar here, Joel posted a pic of this towel on Instagram, and a listener reached out and said she was dying to know where she could buy this. So, Kristen208, if you're listening, you can buy this at Hap Tallman's.
This one is so cute. I love this one.
Yeah,
and this is so cute, too. Do they have kids?
Wait, you're 6? You're a size 6.
I mean, 6 would be the biggest I could go.
So LD gets distracted by some shoes, which seem to have her at hello.
Oh, I love them.
I think those are so cute.
I love them.
Those are good.
I don't know what I'd wear them with. Everything?
Yeah, you just wear them with, well, they look good with jeans.
Yeah.
Then we try on some hats.
You notice there's a theme of me putting hats on you and then taking pictures of you.
Before chatting with Kyle, one of the employees at Hap, who tells us a little about his background.
So where did you work then in arenas and stuff then?
There used to be a rodeo arena in Cuna that was indoors.
Oh, okay.
It's called the F Bar Arena. And I worked there for a few years.
Okay.
We did rodeos, we did barrel racing, we did roping. Did ropings twice a week, barrel racing like once a week. Then it was an open arena for people to come in and practice.
Yeah, okay.
I actually met Kat there a long time ago when I was riding some young horses and she was there working with her horse.
So you ride then as well?
Not anymore.
Not anymore?
I quit.
Yeah,
a couple years ago I brought in my saddle and all my gear and just gave it to Carol and said sell it.
Why'd you quit?
I was just tired.
What was your
work?
I just liked working with problem horses. I didn't start out like that. I just liked helping people with horses because I like the horses and I like people. And then, the horses would be misunderstood and just trying to let people know what the horses were going through and why they were doing things and helping them out. And I got tired of some of the people. Like
Kyle tells us about the types of people who frequent the store and how Hap stands out from online retailers.
I mean, we got some older style boots that we carry just for like older guys that come in. Same thing with some of the hats. Some of the hats are definitely an older style color and shape. But I mean, it's a pretty eclectic group that comes through your shopping. You get some very unique style folk that come in. You get biker folk. And then you get the Western.
Is that how you refer to us after we leave the unique kind of folk to come in?
Well, you know,
podcasters, bikers.
Are you driving a Subaru?
No.
No.
Oh,
man. No.
You get not many Subarus parking out front?
All the brands of boots we sell, mostly so you can buy online at some sort of online retailer.
Right.
You're not able to get it, like, from us. We're able to help you fit it. And if it, like, one spot's got a hot spot where it hurts you, we've got all kinds of boot stretchers to make that factory boot help be more of a custom fit for you. And the same thing with a hat. If we got a hat that you like, you know, we order the hats. We can custom order style, color, size. You need the part of the brim trimmed down. It's too big. We can cut the brim down. We can shape it differently. We can stretch the hat. So there's a lot of things that, you know, your average places you can't do.
Last, Kyle helps LD try on the shoes she fell in love with.
Because you guys just have the one pair out, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Right. I think these are... Yep, these were kid size.
Yeah, but also, then he just looked at my feet like, oh, yeah.
Which, yes, she does end up buying, despite always giving me a hard time for shopping while podcasting. Then we head out to the car to debrief.
Anna Haptomans, and you got a new pair of shoes.
I know. That is one thing I wanted to bring up. I did not expect that. I might have pinged myself for somebody to buy a parrot before I bought something from Haptomans. Just... based on my preconceived notion of what would be in there.
Mm-hmm. I definitely do feel like I could have shopped around there for sure. I like trying on stuff. You know, it's like I'm trying on those kind of Western blazers. Mm-hmm. And there's no time that I would wear one of those unless I was going to...
Roundup.
Not even Roundup. I would have to be going to a dance at Roundup, basically, to wear one. Because you wouldn't wear that to actually go to Roundup.
Again... we end up at a place where you happen to have a little bit of knowledge, which, you know, I'm getting better
Yours
with.
Is animals and mine is...
Well, then I guess we need to go to more animal places.
Yeah, maybe.
This was one of those instances where I just realized how little I know about a lot of things.
Well, and to be honest with this, too, this is a great example. And I think most of the places where I've had some sort of tie or I've known something, I know enough to know that I don't know that much. I know enough to wade into a conversation and then really quickly realize I know nothing. What I am attracted to, I grew up in a really Western town that a lot of people know for its Westernness. The Pendleton Roundup, an event at the Pendleton Roundup, I think it was in the 20s, is the reason that women do not ride in the rodeo anymore.
Mm.
A woman died riding saddle bronc. Bonnie McCarroll. And she's actually buried here in Boise.
Of course she is.
Of course she is.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, it's all coming together for me now.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
All right. Should we take a break and then head back?
Yes. Hey, Joel. What you working on?
Nothing.
No, really. What are you working... Oh, my goodness. You're taking the podcast listener survey, aren't you?
Well, you keep telling our listeners about it. I just wanted to see what it was all about. Wait, am I in trouble?
No. I'm just shocked you waited so long to fill it out. Why don't you tell everyone what kind of questions are on there?
Important stuff, like what BSPR podcasts I listen to, what other podcasts I'm listening to, how I listen to podcasts, and some demographic questions.
And it's quick?
Well, it would have been until I was rudely interrupted.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you tell everyone where they can find it?
Just go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey. It's simple, quick, and really does give us a good idea of who you all are and what you're listening to. Again, that's boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey.
That's not it.
Again, yeah, it's... Again, that's boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey.
Back in the studio.
Yeah.
Hap Tallmans.
Initial impressions?
Tallmans, not Talmans. I don't know how many times I kept saying that. It's my vowels. Forgive me.
No worries at all. Maybe it's an accent. Maybe it's a dialect.
I don't have an accent, actually.
We all do.
Mm-mm. Moving on, first impressions.
For me.
Go ahead.
You always rag on me for shopping when we're supposed to be out gathering.
Yeah, shopping while podcasting. It's your biggest offense.
So I'm so glad that it was you this time who purchased something that just really warmed my heart.
Did it?
Yeah, it did.
And it seemed to really warm mine.
It did.
Just the tone of my voice was a lot lighter.
You were tickled.
I really was. I'm really bummed that I didn't wear them for you today so we could talk about them a little bit. But maybe we'll post a picture on Instagram.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
What else?
It was yet another place that we've gone into this season that was consistently busy.
I'm not sure that I registered the doorbell as much, but I just know that I would turn around and there would be somebody else and then somebody else. And they were all different sorts of people. It wasn't just all retired cowboys coming in. There was a kid probably younger than me.
There was a young couple with a kid who was wearing little cowboy boots. There was definitely a mix of people in there, which reflects, I mean, what they had talked about in terms of their clientele. Yeah.
And then a few things I would like clarified.
Okay.
Bridle. What's that?
It's what you hold on to, I believe. It's attached to the reins.
Is that also
and the bit?
Tack.
That goes in the mouth. Yeah, I think that all goes together with tack.
Okay.
With horse tack.
Buckaroo? That's not just a nickname, right? That's a thing?
No, it's from, this is gonna sound like I'm making it up, but it's not. It's from Spanish. It's a bastardized, Americanized from vaquero, which I believe is just Spanish for cowboy.
Buckaroo.
Vaquero.
Buckaroo.
Vaquero.
Not hearing it. Okay. You could totally be making
that
this
is
up.
I believe that is the case.
Britches?
I mean, I think britches is just like a lay term for...
Clothes?
Probably clothes, but more specifically maybe pants or jeans.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then cooler races down the hill.
Okay, I don't know that one.
Oh, okay.
That's not a thing that I know.
Neither of us stopped Kat when she was saying it. I was just like, oh, yeah, cooler races down the hill.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in case that's not in the audio, too, Kat, who was kind of the leather worker there, she talked about a rodeo where...
Cooler races down the hill.
Yeah.
And I just pictured, like, perhaps a Super Bowl ad for Budweiser where the Clydesdales are running down a hill with coolers full of beer attached to the back of them. So I'm sure it's right along those lines.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to Google that one.
Your central concern?
My central concern really was a bit of a throwback, although we circle around these a lot with the retail brick-and-mortar shops like this. How do they compete, particularly with online retailers? And one of the things that I've noticed with this was the service element. Obviously, leatherwork is a big, big part of their business. And maybe that's one of the elements that keeps brick-and-mortar places like this in business. I was going back through places that we had visited before, you know, whether it's henna at India Fashion Grocery, gem cutting at Stewart's, simply advice and expertise at Parrots and Stuff, or like events at other places. Bricks and Minifigs, I think, stands out. But there's a service element. That's like such a part of it that you obviously are not going to get online.
That's a really good point, actually. You know? And it kind of goes into what I was going to say was kind of my final takeaway. Our conversation with Kyle revolved around some of that, about how a lot of these other tack and supply stores are closing, and maybe they also offered services, or maybe they didn't. And perhaps that's why Hap Tallman's can stay alive right now. But it reminded me of kind of the catch-22 that is the internet. It's this great thing for convenience, but it's also creating a society that is, I don't know, afraid to interact or anxious about reaching out for help or services or anything like that. I can see it in myself sometimes, you know, when somebody calls me instead of texting me, it's like, why are you calling me? So again, as much as the internet can be, you can make community beyond what's readily available to you physically. I think that's great, but also it's going to end up killing off all these places and then we're going to have nowhere to go get our hats shaped.
Right.
Are you going to send it off to some woman on the internet?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Right. No, it's not going to happen.
Send in a mold of your head.
Basically, we're just all going to have ill-fitting hats from here on
and
out.
And that's what the future will look like. But a drone will deliver it to your door.
And put it right on your head.
Yeah.
That goes right along with what I was going to say, too. This is the type of business I hope will always have a place, whether it stays in the same location or it moves somewhere else. And maybe you don't need your boots stretched or your hat shaped, but man, find a reason to go to Haps. Go buy a belt, buy a saddle, or buy a dish towel.
You Know the Place is a podcast brought to you by Boise State Public Radio. Our music is James Dean Kendall and the Eastern Oregon Playboys. Our website is youknowtheplacepodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at You Know the Place, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.